Hi, you're listening to Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com. We're very lucky to have with us today a gentleman by the name of Dr. Joe Rubino, who bills himself as North America's Success Coach. And he's got a best-selling list of books and tapes and courses about the length of my arm. They're available in 22 countries and 14 languages. Just to give you an example, a couple of them he has is Restore Your Magnificence, A Life-Changing Guide to Reclaiming Your Self-Esteem. Another one is Secrets of Building a Million-Dollar Network Marketing Organization from a guy who's been there, done that, and shows you how to do it. Another one is 10 Weeks to Network Marketing Success, The Secrets to Launching Your Very Own Million-Dollar Organization in a 10-week Business Building and Personal Development Self-Study Course. If you want to find out some more information about Joe, you can hop on over to www.cprsuccess.com. That's C as in Charlie, P as in Peter, R as in Richard, success.com. And Joe is also a professional MLM kind of guy, multi-level marketing, network marketing guy. So I'd like to say thanks for taking the time to talk to me today, Joe.
Terry, it's a privilege.
Thank you very much. Let's just start by, maybe you can tell me a bit about yourself. What's your background and how did you end up getting into the MLM industry?
Well, in 1991, Terry, I was looking through the back of a dental journal, being a dentist at the time, and I had just recently attended a lecture given by a periodontist who was also an attorney. And at the time, he was talking about the negative effects of alcohol mouth rinses on the oral cavity and the link that they had to oral and pharyngeal cancer. So at the time, I was not looking for an opportunity. I was simply looking for a product for my patients. And I came across an ad in the back of a dental magazine that mentioned a little bit about an alcohol-free mouth rinse, a little bit about establishing a second profit center in the practice, and thirdly, a little bit about personal development and making your life work, living in choice. And so I was intrigued and also curious about what those latter items meant, and so I called and I spoke with a gentleman from Indiana by the name of Dr. Ron Shaley, and he introduced me first to the products. Long story short, I tried the products with some of my patients, experienced some great results, and from there was open to the networking colleague referral program, as he put it. And so my introduction was kind of backdoor, and it was fortuitous that it was that way because I didn't have a very positive opinion of the industry at that time.
And what was this product? What was it called?
The company was OxyFresh Worldwide, and they have six different product lines. One of them is an oral healthcare line.
Okay. So maybe we should just take a step back and describe, you've described the products. What is MLM or multi-level marketing?
Well, MLM, or as it's now usually termed, network marketing, is a means of distribution in which an advertising budget of a company is, instead of paid to promote the company through traditional means, those funds are instead distributed to those individuals who, by word of mouth, promote the company and share the benefits of not only the products but the company's opportunity with others. And so it's a great out-of-the-box type of means of advertising in which people are rewarded to the extent that they do what they're already doing, which is recommending things, products, services, companies that they love and are happy to tell their friends and family and others when the occasion arises.
But don't you find with a lot of network marketing companies the focus shifts from the products to simply recruiting people for a downline?
Well, there's two different approaches. One is to recommend the products, and the other is to use the products and recommend them as part of the way to build an income at home. And so either of those two aspects are both really important aspects to building a successful network, both from a product approach. The products, if they're not good, if they're not exceptional, as a matter of fact, if they're not just such that people want to have them and can't wait to use them and recommend them to others, then the company isn't going to have a whole lot of fuel behind its growth. So the products form the foundation upon which the income opportunity really needs to be built.
Okay, so you would recommend products first, income opportunity second.
Well, I would recommend choosing a company that has exceptional products so that when you're promoting the income opportunity, it's sourced in a solid company with solid products. Now, personally, I have enjoyed building both ways, both with recommending products when that's been appropriate and recommending the income opportunity when that's been the way to go. It really depends upon who the prospect is and how you can contribute to that person's life to determine which approach that you're going to take, whether that be a product or a business-type approach.
Okay. Now, what makes it different than a network marketing company? What makes it different than a pyramid scheme?
Well, pyramid schemes really give legitimate network marketing companies a very bad name, and they're very different than the legitimate companies. Pyramid schemes are typically things like chain letters, or they're front-loading companies. They're not based on solid products with solid ethics, where they have there's an entire set of guidelines here in North America that are put out by the Direct Selling Association that separate good, solid, legitimate companies from pyramid schemes. And some of the things that you'd want to watch out for with pyramid schemes is that there's not a solid product that's being sold. It's oftentimes an informational product or a sham product that is really not of any particular value, but it's a Ponzi scheme that is being promoted to have people make money with the unfortunate happening that those who get in later will pay the price, and when the company's put out of business, which all pyramid schemes will be eventually, then the people that get involved not only lose what their investment is, but it gives legitimate companies a bad name. And so the thing to do is to really make sure that the company that you are joining is a legitimate company with a great reputation, credible leaders with integrity, and a product line that will have value on its own, and so that all of the pillars that would be necessary for a company to move forward will be in place, so that you, not only your children, but your children's children will be able to receive checks from the efforts of your building now.
So the difference then between really a pyramid scheme and an MLM company really focuses on the integrity of the company and the integrity of the product. But are they not built exactly the same way, where you have somebody on top and then that person signs up two people and that person signs up two people, where the actual structure of the downline is the same, is it not?
Well, the difference between a legitimate company and a scheme is the fact that it's not built on any substantial solid foundation. So although both concepts have people introducing people who introduce people, so the multi-level aspect of it is similar. What is different is that in pyramid schemes, such as chain letters, for example, that's the best known one, where people are encouraged to send money to, you know, the first five people on the list and then add their name to the list. And that sort of approach does not have any products associated with it. It is not based with a company that has passed any cultural commitments of any integrity whatsoever. It is not recognized by the DSA, the Direct Selling Association, or any legitimate bodies who help to self-regulate our industry. And so people that are involved in these sort of scams, unfortunately, it's just a matter of time until they do go under. And like I said, unfortunately, they will take a lot of people with them and leave a bad name in their wake.
Okay. Now, the industry average for network marketing success is approximately 3 to 5%. Why is it so low, and what are people doing wrong?
Well, unfortunately, because this is a volunteer-type business, most people don't treat this as in the same manner that they would treat a professional income or a professional occupation. They do it sometime when they feel like it, which oftentimes becomes inconvenient, and so it's not pursued from not only a solid business perspective, but there's not a business plan that's put into place. My new book, the seven step system to building a $1 million network marketing organization, actually addresses that very question, and it's because of the fact that people don't have a solid system. They don't have the belief in not only what they're doing, but the structures to support their success. They don't take on personal development to make themselves an attractive sponsor or business partner as they're speaking with enough people. And so when they take it on from a hobbyist type perspective, without constantly looking at what's missing that if put into place would make their subsequent conversations more productive and more effective, then they get rejection, and as a result of that rejection, they quit. And so they never do perfect their skills to the point where they're attractive to others who would want to join them in partnership.
Okay. Now, how many multi-level or network marketing companies or products are you promoting right now?
I am still promoting the same one that I was introduced to 13 and a half years ago, OxyFresh Worldwide, and it has and will be my only network marketing company.
And how much of an income do you develop with that each month?
Well, I was able to replace my high six-figure dental income, and we consistently do that by supporting other people to develop life-changing incomes of their own.
So are you in contact with your downline on a daily basis?
Absolutely. Daily. We have weekly training calls for our people. I speak with many to do three-way calls with on a daily basis. We meet two or three times a year at different farm locations around the country or the world. And so, yes, I'm very actively involved.
Now, how long did it take you to develop your downline?
Well, I was able to replace my dental income after about 18 months. And so at that point, I saw that this was going to be my future, supporting people to live in choice and make their lives work and using network marketing as the financial vehicle to do that. And so I transitioned out of dentistry and I retired and sold my practice at the age of 37. And I'm now 48.
Beautiful. Now, how many people do you have in your downline?
We have about 52,000 distributors and customers total.
Wow. Is that something, now to me that sounds significant. Is that significant within OxyFresh?
Yes, it's significant. It's we're one of the most successful distributorships in the company, and our success is due to the fact that we have a number of other people who have been successful. So the great thing about network marketing is that any individual success is dependent upon championing the success of others. And so the only reason why OxyFresh and the network marketing concept has been so good to me is that it's been good to a lot of people that I work with, and because of their efforts and their success, we have benefited.
Excellent. Now, if I wanted to get into a network marketing company right now, would you recommend OxyFresh, and why would you recommend it?
Well, absolutely. We at OxyFresh, we have a 21-year almost track record of supporting people to build successful home-based businesses. If you look at the leadership, starting with Richard Brook and Randy Anderson and all the way down the line, it's solid leaders who have integrity and are really known in the industry for their vision work and for supporting people to be successful while maintaining the culture of integrity and honoring others that's so critical in those good companies that are out there in the industry.
Okay, so what steps would I need to take to ensure my success? Then I decide, okay, Joe, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to start an OxyFresh business of my own. What do I need to do? First thing I said, I sign up under you, and then what?
Well, we actually would go through the 10 steps to success in OxyFresh, which is a condensation of or a simplification of my book, The 7-Step System to Building a $1 Million Network Marketing Organization. And the first step is to create a vision for your life, including the financial aspect of how much money would it take to live in choice. And we would go through every aspect of your life. You know, what would you have, all of the physical toys, and where would you live, and what would you surround yourself with? What would you do on a typical day at work or a typical day at play? What qualities would you be known for so that you actually are proud of who you are and fulfilled in life? And who are the people that you'd contribute to, and so that you'd be living your life purpose and really going about your days with meaning. And so we'd specify what that vision would look like, and of course that vision is going to take money. And so we would look at how many thousands of dollars per month would you need to be earning in order to start to live a life of choice where you're no longer going to work for someone else in such a way that you would do it just to put groceries on the table. In other words, if people wouldn't work for free, then they're typically not pursuing their passions and their vocations are not their avocations. So we look to to merge the two together to make work play and to have fun at what we do. And so we would then structure a detailed plan to have you earn whatever that level of income that would make a difference in your life would be. And so we'd look at how many people would you need to speak with on a daily basis. We'd look at where you get your people from. Will you advertise? Will you prospect in any of the niche markets? Will you work more of a warm market approach, introducing people that you know or know of? So we would come up with a specific plan, and at the same time we'd come up with a personal development structure which would have you maximize your personal effectiveness with people such that you constantly become more powerful in your presentations and more attractive to others as your charisma goes up and people are attracted to you as someone that they'd want to join with.
Okay, so that's we've got a vision and a plan. Can you give me the other 8 steps?
Well, sure. Some of the other steps are, in addition to creating your plan, we would create a personal development structure so that you would actually look at what qualities you need to work on as you go to be more attractive and more successful, more productive in what you do. We'd also look at what pathways would you prospect. We'd look at the personal development qualities that you take on, such as the qualities such as honoring your commitment, taking responsibility for your success. We'd look at what consistent and persistent action looks like in your business. We'd look at how to make powerful requests. And we'd also look at what stepping into leadership would look like for you so that we'd create a leadership plan and start to have you do things that would be in line with who you've declared yourself to be. So I've kind of mixed those up together just in summary, but that's the basics of what we would do. We would take you from wherever you are to where you want to be and put in all of the missing elements that might prevent you from getting there.
So it's really almost a step-by-step self-development program.
It's absolutely. It marries the two concepts of business development and self-development so that as you grow your business, you grow yourself, and your business excels and thrives as a result of you being of service and powerfully impacting the lives of others. So wherever you are stopped in your life, wherever you're stopped in your ability to communicate powerfully with people, wherever you're stopped in your belief level, your ability to impact people out of who you are, then we work on that as well as hitting the numbers game and speaking with enough people such that when you combine those two, Terry, you speak with enough people consistently and persistently, and you also work on who you're being as you speak to them to create value for them, to move a conversation forward powerfully, and to show people that if they join you, you'll show them exactly what it takes to be successful in introducing others, then you have the two primary elements of success.
Well, that brings up a good point, because what happens if, for example, I don't have a large circle of influence or the people that I know, and I don't like selling, I don't like walking up to people and say, hi, my name's Terry from OxyFresh, if you want to join me. What do I do, and who do I contact in that respect?
Well, Terry, I was in that same place. Remember when I said I came in the back door because I wouldn't have necessarily answered a network marketing ad because of the fact that I was very shy and introverted. I did not want to speak to friends or family about any opportunity. And so when I saw that there was value here in producing an income that would eventually equal and then exceed my dental income, I needed to find a way to do it without pestering people. And so what I did was I developed an advertising strategy where I actually brought people who already were interested to me just by advertising inexpensively in various publications, by doing trade shows where we put ourselves and our opportunity and products in front of people, and a number of other pathways where we're already going to those people that have an interest, and all we're doing is identifying who they are and then supporting them to have their questions answered. So it takes all the rejection out of network marketing that way.
Okay. So is there one main way that everybody could achieve success, or is there a lot of different pathways to success?
There's a number of different pathways, and my job as someone's sponsor is to find a pathway that works for them. So that if you were to join me in OxyFresh, for example, what I would do is I would spell out for you four or five of the typical pathways. So I can give you some examples if you'd like.
Sure, yes, please.
So the first pathway would be one for people that like to speak with people that they know or know of. So this is a warm market pathway. And so we would create a names list of people that you know who you would just notify that you're in business. And so you would bring them to me, and I would make a presentation for you, and we would put them into your business. A second pathway would be an advertising pathway. And in that manner, I would show you how to place very effective classified ads very inexpensively in different publications, be they newspapers, magazines, or different journals, either online or traditional journals. And we would develop prospects, leads from those ads. And I would, again, show you as part of our system, we have a pre-recorded 800 number that people would call with you on a three-way call. And then if they're interested after hearing the brief four-minute message, then you'd set up a call with me. So that's pathway number two. Pathway number three would be to actually prospect in a certain niche. So as an example, we have a pet care line that targets pet owners, pet stores, groomers, veterinarians, breeders, pet sitters, any pet-affiliated professionals. And so we have some people that are enrolling four and five people a week just by targeting that niche. And we have support materials that specifically spell out the benefits for those folks and their pets. And so that is another strategy where you could very easily just go online, get a list of pet professionals in your area, and find out which of those are interested in learning the benefits of our product line. Another way would be to do trade shows, and they could be pet shows, they could be dental shows, they could be business fairs, they could be health fairs. There's a number of different shows where you'd go and operate a booth for a day or two at a show, and you might be introduced to 200 to 2,000 people over the course of a day or a weekend. And so then you'd be following up with those people, getting those that are interested in information. And there are a number of other pathways, too, but you get the sense that there are a number of different ways to make this work, and our job is just to find a way that works for you.
Okay, now I'm in Norway, and you're in the States.
Yes.
Would that still work for us? Because you speak a lot about, you know, being personal, and if I'm talking to someone and I need to do a presentation, I can bring them to you. But that's a really long plane ride. how does that work if we have a long distance? Can we do it on the phone or?
Well, absolutely. I built all of my organization on the telephone, and although OxyFresh is not open in Norway, so you wouldn't be able to build a business in Norway if you joined us in our company. But the concept of long distance sponsoring is one that we excel in, and so we do all of our presentations on the telephone. We work a lot on the internet. And for those that want to get to know us, we meet face-to-face two or three times a year somewhere. That's a fun destination where people can bring their families, and so we get to know each other personally in that manner.
So what are you doing then as your main prospecting function right now?
When you say function, how am I attracting prospects?
Attract prospects? Are you going out physically and looking for people, going out and talking to people, or do you run a lot of advertising and wait for the leads to come to you?
The top few things that I do and that I teach my leaders to do, one is to place effective classified ads. Two is to be effective in following up with lead lists, so lists of people who have answered an ad, and these companies that we work with pre-qualify these people so that they're expecting someone's phone call when that happens. We also are effective at prospecting in different niche publications. So I mentioned the pet arena, the dental arena, the weight loss arena. Air purification is another one. And so we would take a group and we would actually target that group in magazines that they read, newsletters that they read, both online and traditional newsletters or magazines. We would advertise in newspapers. We would advertise in bulletins, in a number of ways targeting different groups. And what we found, Terry, is that when you can specifically target a group, speaking such that you call people by name in that group or profession or ethnic group or social group or whatever that is, you already have some commonality with them. And they see that you share a common bond. And so you are able to break the ice and create value and develop rapport that much more easily and show them how they can attract people just like you and they are who would also be interested in creating a second income. So those are some of the key methods that we would use to build a business.
Okay. Now, you have an audio cassette series. It's a self-study course. It's called 10 Weeks to Network Marketing Success, The Secrets to Launching Your Very Own Million-Dollar Organization in a 10-Week Business Building and Personal Development Self-Study Course. Now, in there, part of what you're talking about is creating success through specific massive actions in a 10-week period. Can you give us a couple of areas that you'd focus on to maybe support distributors, enhance their effectiveness with prospects, basically kind of increase their enrollment ratios, really kind of how they do their business?
Well, I'd be happy to. And this is not only available in cassettes, but it's also available in CDs for anyone that's interested.
Okay.
Let me just tell you what the 10 weeks are, if that would work.
Please, yeah, that'd be great.
The first week is actually to set up a powerful 10-week action plan and project. So we look specifically at all of those things that I just mentioned. In fact, how many people will you be speaking with? How many hours per day and per week will you be in conversation with prospects? Where will you get these people to speak with? What will you say to them? How will you move the conversations forward? And, of course, what qualities will you need to work on to be the most attractive business partner and sponsor you could possibly be? The second week is about prospecting your niche markets and developing your pathways to success. So this is more about targeting certain areas that you have credibility with or you have a shared common interest with and finding out how you can best introduce to people who want to hear what you have to say. Week number three is persuasively influencing your prospects by listening to contribute value. And that is, how can we create an opening to be heard in our conversations so that prospects want to hear what we have to say? And the gist of that is to really ask questions that get to put you in the prospect's shoes so that you find out what's important in their lives, what's missing in their world, so that you have a place to contribute to them. And when you've asked the right questions and you've created an opening where prospects see that your commitment is to support their lives, then you actually get to contribute to whatever is important to them. Week number four is building your business with velocity by making powerful requests. So we look at the anatomy of a powerful request and how to make a request that not only is heard but acted upon by your prospect. And, of course, requests have to be in the prospect's best interest. So there's actually a science to making powerful requests, and we spend a whole week showing you how to make those requests as you go out into your business with the people that you speak with.